and welcome to No Nonsense Wisdom Wednesday with Coach Lisa, where with every episode, I will give you strategies and insights that will make you uncommon on purpose. In this week's episode, I want to talk to you a little bit, be a little bit serious right now. I want you to stop saying you're okay when you're not okay. Right? Let's talk about that just a little bit. Stop saying you're okay when you're not okay. You know, so much is happening all around us, and there are people that have learned to live with stress as part of their daily lives. They've actually learned to just build it in and live with it. They've adapted to it so well that they don't know how stressed they are until they explode. You know, stress is pressure. And we know the saying, you know, pressure will burst the pipe. So listen, with so much going on that's negative, there seems to be no hope and no end to it. And what many of us have been trained to do again is to act like we're okay where we're not. Listen, I remember doing it, but inside I was a complete and total wreck. And let me tell you something, it was only by the grace of God that I could get up every day and keep going during that dark period. You know, there was just so much turmoil around me in my personal life, but I had to keep my face on, you know, the game face. I had to keep it on. I had to act like I was okay when I was just feeling like I was dying inside. The panic attacks just came out of nowhere. The weight gain, the constant depression where I just didn't want to get out of bed, the avoidance of people. Listen, I only was around people if I had to be around people, because I was simply content during that dark season to just, you know what? I was content with going to my apartment and being there by myself with my little dog, Lula. Me and Lula watching TV and eating popcorn and all kinds of stuff. But you know what? But that wasn't good for me. It wasn't good for me to have it bottled up. And I am so grateful for the people that stood with me during that dark time, with my parents and friends and church family and all those. I'm so grateful to them. But, you know, because I wanted to give up, y'all. I wanted to give up. But you know what? They would not let me. And they were reminding me that, you know what, giving up was not the option on my table. And I'm here to tell you, Coach Lisa is here to tell you, and that's not on your table either. Giving up is not the option that you can select right now. It's not your choice. So I know you've been hearing that saying, it's okay to not be okay. And I agree. I completely agree. So stop saying you're okay when you're not. Just stop. Let me give you a few bullet points. It's okay to not be okay all the time. It's okay to need help. It's okay to need assistance. You know, it's okay to cry when you're hurt. Crying is not a sign of weakness. Crying can give you a release of the buildup. You know, crying at times can be the best cleanser of your emotions. Listen, I'm talking to men and women right now. Every one of my podcasts is for men and women. All right. Listen, it's okay to have a moment. You are a human. Stop acting like you are a Superman or a Superwoman. Stop it, because it's breaking you down. And you know what? You're burning yourself out. You are not okay when you do this. Listen, it's okay to not have all the answers. There are other people that you can go to get the answers you need. It's okay. It's okay. You know, and don't worry about what other people think about you. Don't worry about their commentary. Everybody wants to be a Monday morning, whatever, quarterback about a situation, but they don't even know how they would have handled it. It's okay, but you can find the answer, all right? Listen, here's one. It's okay to not be okay after being betrayed or hurt by people that you trusted. This one right here was my big one. Yeah. That was the most hurtful thing for me, you know, because people, and I had to know, you know what, people do that. Some with intention, some were unintentional. My situation, it was very intentional what they did. And you know what, I had to really get a grip and not let that betrayal turn into bitterness. Don't let the betrayal turn into bitterness. Bitterness will harden your heart literally and figuratively, and it'll take you out. Don't let this betrayal consume you. You got to get help. Get some help and let it go. You are not okay. So own it. Own it and get some help. There are people that can walk you through it. I walk through it. Yeah, we can walk through this. We can get on the other side of that. Listen, it's okay to be disappointed if something didn't turn out as expected. Look at it again and see what you need to do differently. You know, step back and see if this is really the time for whatever that is to take place. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's simply the timing. Maybe you have to see what your part in it was. What attitude adjustment do you need to make? What behavioral changes do you need to make? What is it? It's okay. to not be okay. It's okay to be frustrated with things around you. That means something has got to change. You have to figure out what the change looks like. Does a situation have to change, or do you need to change in it? Or do the people in the circle need to change? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's okay to be angry at the injustice that you see. Oh, yeah, that's my trigger, the injustice. The question is, what can you do about it? You know, what small changes can you make? What influence do you have that can start a change? What group can you join to speak against the injustice? What group can you join to help? You know, What can you do? Yeah, it's okay to be fed up with the foolishness and disrespect. You know, stop allowing people to disrespect you. Remember what I told you before, what you allow will continue. Yeah, so it's okay to not be okay with it. Yeah, it's okay to not be, it's okay to have a problem with being demeaned. Yeah, we're not here to do that, and stop allowing it. Listen, it's okay to be afraid, you know, and I'm gonna tell you something, that's when you really need people to speak life and strength to you. We're human, and there are things that fear can show up. But you know, for me, I had to really deal with that fear. For me, that's when my faith in God had to rise up, and it does so now. I have to remember that God is with me. I have to remember that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I have to remember that if God is for me, who can be against me? Did you hear me? See, I talk to myself like that because you know what? That's my connection to the Lord, and I trust him with my very life. And there are times when I'm not okay. He's the only person I could talk to. He's the only person that could understand that. And I get such a place of peace on the inside of me. Listen, it's okay to feel like giving up. Listen, you can feel like it, but I'm going to tell you something, but you're not going to follow the feeling. You are not going to follow the feeling because you will not give up because quitting is not the option on the table. Quitting is not in your DNA. Did you hear me? You will not give up because you have more in you than you know. Yeah. So you got to be careful. And this is not the time to be around negative and pessimistic people. Avoid them. Avoid them because they tend to feed the negativity. They tend to feed that in you. Avoid them and get back up. Yeah, we've been in some difficult times. It's okay to grieve. That's normal. And listen to me. Listen to me really good. Don't let people tell you that you've grieved too long. That's not anybody's place to tell you that. Don't let people tell you you need to stop it. That's not anybody's place to tell you that. You need to find people that can walk you through that place of grief and become whole again. Yeah. Listen, it's okay to reach out when you feel like you've lost yourself. Let me tell you something. Sometimes the people that seem to have it all together could possibly be hurting more than you will ever know. You know, they've just developed a facade and an appearance. Social media proves that. There's so many people on social media. People come on and they're looking like they got their best life and all this stuff going on. They got all the props. Yeah. But in reality, they are hurting. They are broken. They are lost. Yeah. And they need someone to help them. They have a million plus people following them. But see, those million plus can only satisfy you for so long. Because you're hurting. Yeah. Because those million plus people also have commentary about you. And when you're not doing what they like, they have something to say. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay to not be okay. I'm going to say it again. It's okay to not be okay. So stop saying you're okay when you're not. You know, say it. Say, you know, I'm not okay right now. I'm in a tough spot, but I'm not going to stay this way. But it's tough right now. It's tough. You know what? Reach out for help. Reaching out for help is not weak. It's actually the greatest show of strength that you could have. When you reach out for help, now you can really arm yourself with tools and strategies and wisdom and information to build you up again and keep going. You know what? Somebody needs you and you need someone. Reach out. Help is closer to you than you think. Now, I want to say this last thing, this warning, one warning. Be careful who you confide in. Be real careful. Some people are not confidential and they do more damage than good. Avoid them. How do you know them? You know, how do you know them? Listen, they've shared confidential information about others that they should not have shared. They're always looking for something to talk about. You need to avoid them. They seek out the negative because it seems like it's stimulated and it gets them all excited and they're putting it out there everywhere. They just love to hear about other people's misery. avoid them. You know, many times this is so they can feel better about themselves. These people, stay away from them. They're not the ones to help you. Find the right person or persons that can take the heart where you are, hear you out, and walk with you. You know, sometimes you just need someone that will let you talk. Just let you talk. I can do that for you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sometimes you may need more than one person, and that's good too. Just make sure they are the right people that can walk you through it. So listen, stop saying you're okay when you're not okay. It's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to reach out for help. All right. So all I want to say about that is Coach Lisa, I'm here to walk people through those hard, tough places. I can help you see what you need to see and hear what you need to hear so that we can make strategies to get to a different place in our life. So reach out to me. I can be reached at area code 954-470-9779. Or my email address is coachlisa@nonontraining.com. You know, and if you listen to this podcast and this really resonated with you, take a step back. And let me tell you, I'm going to say it again. It's okay to not be okay. I know what it's like. I've been there. And I help people all the time walk through those places of stress. I do. All right. Stress and burnout. So with that being said, I want you to go have an amazing no-nonsense day. Please, please share this podcast with someone that you know might be going through this. Sometimes it's just, you know, we're just trying to be strong, 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 but we're hurting and it's okay to not be okay. So stop saying it and you're not okay. All right. It's Coach Lisa signing off. You go and you have an amazing no-nonsense day. All right. And I'll talk to you next time. Have a great one. It's okay to not be okay. Bye-bye.